We see that after Jesus performed the miracle of feeding the multitude, that he told his disciples to board their boat and to cross back over the Sea of Galilee. Now, this was something that they had done several times. However, this time something was different. Jesus sent them across and he stayed behind. The disciples had spent 3 years with Jesus, which were fairly quiet, even though they were full of interest and enjoyment and also inspiration. In his presence, all was well. The flow of life was steady, even though the stream was not entirely clear. But soon, though, a time of testing was going to come, and it would reveal their faith in Jesus Christ and also the trust that they had in him. As night began to fall, the disciples waved goodbye to Jesus, perhaps expecting a leisurely cruise to the other side. But we see about halfway across the sea that a storm strikes and progress is almost impossible for them to make. The disciples break their backs, pulling over and over at the oars, but the wind is against them. It is all that they can do to stay afloat in their boat. Their boat was blown off course, and they find themselves in a very, very stormy situation. And hold that, and oh, how that is like us today. We ride along on life's sea with hardly a ripple, with hardly a wave, only to suddenly find ourselves in the middle of some storm. The disciples were stuck in the middle of the ocean, or middle of the sea, and they thought that they were completely cut off from the Lord. But we see, of course, that they were not. The Bible tells us that he was intently watching them, that he knew everything that was going on. Listen carefully to Mark 6, verse 48. He saw them toiling at the rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. Life is often like a placid stream. Weeks, months, and even years go by without a ripple, without a trouble, without any anxiety at all. Nothing to show the direction of life. But sooner or later, some difficulty, bereavement, or trial will come to test us, and the true character of our life is going to be revealed. Much like it was for the disciples on this occasion, we sometimes face contrary winds and we face rugged waves in our life. Life can be hard. It is difficult dealing with the ups and downs of everyday living. Decisions are difficult to make, and figuring out which way to go and what to do is not often easy. Some people face trials and problems almost every day, and these problems in their life are almost insurmountable. I'm sure that each of us can think of a time in our lives when we have felt overwhelmed by the cares of this world. Sometimes we feel like we're out there in the middle of the ocean, in the middle of the sea, with the wind and the waves beating against our vessel. We feel swept away by our problems, by our difficulties, and we simply cannot seem to find a way out. There are times when the storms of life get us down. It is in those times that we need someone to help. We need someone to calm our troubled, stormy life. Well, where do we go for this help? What do we turn to? Some may go to a trusted friend or relative. Others may turn to a counselor or seek advice from some good book. But these things, I ask you, are they really the best option in our life? What about the Bible? Is there something in it that offers us a solution? Well, we see in Matthew's account, in Matthew 14, the same account of this story. We see here that Jesus makes six statements, and I want us to notice these wonderful, matchless words of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The first thing that we see that he says is, take courage. Now, these words tell us that there is no reason to wonder what the future might hold. Jesus tells us to be courageous. He tells us to always trust in him, even though when life seems so uncertain for us. We must place our faith and our confidence in him when the storms of life surround us in every way. The second thing he says is, it is I. And oh, what a great statement that is. It is I. How wonderful to know that Jesus is present. Jesus is able to defeat and overcome any storm that comes our way. It doesn't matter what kind of problem or what kind of difficulty we might face. When Jesus is present in our life, we know all is well. The third statement that Jesus makes is, don't be afraid. And isn't that a wonderful statement? Don't you remember how you felt when you were afraid of something? Maybe afraid of the dark. And your daddy or your mother told you, don't be afraid. Well, there is no reason to be afraid of anything or any person upon this earth. When we put our faith and our trust in Jesus Christ, All fear is driven away. Why is that the case? It is because he is with us. The fourth statement that Jesus makes is a very simple statement. Here he says, simply come. And what a great and what a wonderful invitation that is. Jesus invites us. Jesus invites us to come to him. He has the only true option in this world. And Jesus has already done his part. And now he wants us to come to him. He wants us to come to him to receive the gift of salvation. The fifth statement that Jesus makes is, you of little faith. We may be overwhelmed by the storms in our life, much as Peter was by the waves that surrounded him on this occasion. We may find ourselves in need of a stronger faith, but that only gives us more reason to trust in him. We must take the hand of Jesus day by day, and our faith in him will grow much stronger. And finally, Jesus makes this statement. He says, why did you doubt? Jesus is able to comfort. He is able to give peace to us, and he is able to give us salvation. There is no reason for us to live in fear. There is no reason for us to live in doubt. There is no reason for us to live in anxiety. Jesus is just as willing and able to do the same thing for us as he did for Peter long ago. He can calm our troubled lives. He invites us to come to him. He extends his loving hand of salvation, and he longs for us to place our faith in him. There is no reason to have any doubt. When Jesus is by our side, he will safely lead us through the storms of life. Linwood wrote, safely through the storm with Jesus, I'm clinging near his side. Though the waves are rough and rolling, with the Lord I will abide. The storms of life reveal how deep our faith is. We are only what we are in some crisis situation. A crisis test and special events show what we are made of. It is in the storm that we find if our faith in God is real or if it's fake. Jesus wants us to know that no storm will be able to separate us from the God who cares for us. And Paul tells us about that in Romans 8, verses 35 to 39. Listen very carefully. He says, who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And I love this part right here. Listen very carefully. He says, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Think with me now for a minute about the Apostle Peter. Peter went through some very difficult storms in his life. It seems like that Peter was always saying something, and then later he was regretting what he had to say. He got himself in trouble many times by saying things without thinking about what the consequences were going to be. But you know, those storms that Peter went through enabled him to mature as a disciple of Jesus Christ. And to later write some very useful words. Listen to what he writes in 1 Peter 1, verses 6 through 7. Wherein you would greatly rejoice, though now for a season. If need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptation. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold, that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and the glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Gold. Oh, gold is so precious, isn't it? We all want gold. Gold is one of man's most prized possessions. And when gold goes through a refining process, the impurities are removed and gold becomes very precious. Well, Peter states that our faith is similar to that. But then he says, but our faith, you see, he says it's much more valuable than gold. Our faith is refined and purified by the trials and the struggles and the storms of life that we go through. When our faith goes through that process, it becomes deeper, it becomes stronger than ever before. But also as our faith goes through that process, it has the opportunity to become weak. It has the opportunity to fall apart. And we must be very careful that our faith remains strong. We all go through some difficult, trying times in our life. Sometimes our faith may be shattered when the storms in our life do not get any calmer. In those situations, what did we do? Did we allow those storms to strengthen our faith in God? Or did we allow those storms to drive us farther away from Him? Well, if God can control the storms of the sea, then certainly He can control the storms in our life as well. Jesus shows us that He will be with us through the strongest storms that can happen in our life. And if we're faithful and obedient, Jesus sees us in the good times and in the bad times. He's able to calm any storm that might come. There are some scriptures that we need to keep in mind when we are facing uncertain faith and the storms in our life. Listen as the Hebrew writer says in Hebrews 12 verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Listen to James. James 1 verse 2. Brethren, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. And then I like particularly what Paul writes. What he writes in 2 Corinthians 4, verses 16 through 18. For which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at those things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but those things that are not seen are eternal. When experiencing the storms of life, we should allow them to bring us into a deeper faith with God. We may not like the storm we're in. We may not understand why the storm is happening. We might even say, what did I do to bring this storm into my life? There are some things that only eternity will answer. Remember, there can only be one good outcome when we allow God to be in control. And that is that our faith will be stronger and God will be praised. He is in control and His grace is sufficient for whatever storm may come in our lives. As Christians, we need to hold fast to our faith in the midst of the storm. Ah, Jesus the sea walker. What a wonderful story that is, where we find the matchless words that encourage us to trust in Jesus Christ, even when we may not see our way clear to do so. We must put our faith in Him, even when life seems uncertain. And we should say, I am trusting all to Him in the future, for His ways are wondrous and grand. I will try so hard to do what He bids me, leave the rest to His mighty hand. We must turn to Jesus in times of trouble and know that He will safely lead us through. Many times, life seems like a storm, and it's just too much for us to handle. There are times when we lose sight of the Lord, but rest assured, He knows exactly what we're dealing with. Just as He saw the disciples long ago, toiling at the rowing, He sees us, He knows exactly when we need Him to show up and still the storm in our life. As Kevin so beautifully wrote in our theme song about another sea experience with Jesus, is there a storm you just don't think you could face? The winds may blow. The winds may roar and waves may crash. But there seems to be no way. Let Jesus speak His peace be still. Matchless words your spirit feel. What matchless words? The words of Jesus Christ, my Lord. Some years ago, a school in England let their children out to see King George pass by in a parade. They gave the children little British flags that they could wave. And after the king passed by, a teacher noticed a little girl standing off by herself crying. And she came to comfort her, and she said, "Darling, what's wrong? Did you not get to see the king? Did you not get to wave your flag?" And the little girl said, "No, teacher, I saw the king, and I got to wave my flag. But I'm afraid that the king did not see me." Such might have been the case with King George. He probably did not see that little girl in that crowd that day. But I can stand here with all assurance tonight to tell you that such is not the case with King Jesus. No matter whatever your heartache may be, no matter what your pain, no matter what your struggle, just as he saw the disciples long ago on that stormy night, he sees you and me through our storms in life. People, I have to believe that. There are some people that I dearly love that have faced some terrible storms this year. And I just have to believe, and I have to know, that he sees you.